Here we go, guys. We are live, everybody. Welcome back to Zachary Reality. It is your host, Zachary Reality, and we are here to chat about tonight's episode of The Bachelor. It was the Women Tell All, but it was also a continuation of Fantasy Suites. So this week had a lot of meaning because we were kind of like watching an episode. Did anyone else get like annoyed? Because I was like, why are we going to this rose ceremony? Like, yes, I did want that because like I am excited for next week's finale. But I was also like, we are in the middle of the Women Tell All. It was a whole mess. There was so much that went on. It was a great episode and we are going to break it all down and get into it. So thank you all so much for joining live. Welcome back. It's Zachary. Okay, Jessica tuning in says justice for Rachel. And Celeste says, hey, Zachary, that was some Women Tell All. Phew. It really was. I thought it was really good, but I also am a little frustrated because I mean, never mind. Maybe I'm not. I'm glad that the girls all like made up, right? But I felt like in the heat of the moment when it was so good and when everyone was arguing and like yelling and like, I don't want to see anyone get their feelings hurt, but like, that's good TV. I felt like it just like got interrupted, you know? And I almost felt like that trailer in the beginning when they played all the drama, it was like, whoa, we have so much to unpack. And like, we ended up getting an apology. We ended up getting resolution. There was a moment when Maria was in her hot seat and she stood up. She wanted to give Sydney and Leia a hug after they both apologized to her. And it was really heartfelt. But in the beginning, it was a lot of like, it was just like so much at once. It was a lot of like punching bags. And it was just like a lot happening at once. And I was just so annoyed when that got interrupted because I felt like, wow, like we're getting to the good stuff. And then we were backtracking. And then by the end, it was like, all right, we don't even care anymore. We're just glad everyone's friends and that everyone made up. So that's just like how I feel. Shawanda tuning in says, and I'm sorry if I got that wrong. Resolutions happened quickly. Happy to see that. Yeah, because there's no point of holding drama. Also, like Maria was the one who was in the right. So she was the one that wanted to be the bigger person. I mean, they also all apologized, so kudos to them. But she, you know, was the one that didn't want to bury them while they were down. You know, she made it a point to say that, you know, she doesn't condone the bullying and hate that they've been getting on social media. She doesn't want to see them lose just to see her win. Like, she just kind of wanted to get her point across and explain why she was so upset about a lot of things during the season. And I felt like she did a really good job tonight. She came in a little hot, and I was very frustrated watching her interrupt Jess. I mean, there's already been some hot takes about that on Twitter. Like, I understand that she was lying on her name or that's, you know, that's what Maria is saying. But like, Jess did not get to finish her sentence. And I just felt like it got so misconstrued and it was really frustrating. So other than that, no more notes for Maria. That was just like my one note where I was like, oh my God, Maria, you did a little too much for 1 second. But she killed it and she had a lot of fan love. There was so many people having like posters in the audience, like Maria for Bachelorette, Maria this, Maria that. Cindy says, did the Jess and Rachel issues get resolved? Did Rachel and Jess have issues? Rachel was brought out later on. So I don't think she didn't like talk to the other women about any of the drama. Rachel and Jess. Yeah, I'm so confused about this. So what did you guys think of the tell-all? Joey looked fab. Let's kind of go through everything that happened and talk about everything. So there was 16 women in the audience. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There was 16 women from the season here tonight, 17, including Rachel. So let's see if I can get all of their names. So we have in the front row, we have Maria, Jen, Lexi, Medina, Jess, Sydney, Leia. Then on the top, we have Lauren, Allison, Edwina, Star. What is her name again? So Evelyn, Taylor, Caitlin, Autumn, and Kelsey T. Okay, I got them all. Hell yeah. Damn. I got it, baby. I got it. So the show kind of started off with the drama. They showed a 3-minute montage of a lot of the stuff, and they really went right into talking about Leia and her date card. If you guys don't remember, Leia had this date card where she could steal it, steal someone's one-on-one date, and she decided to throw it in the fire. Now, she really felt like it was a noble thing to do. She wanted to clear all the anxiety of the girls in the house, being like, there's no more date card, it's not a factor. That's it. However, watching it back, a lot of the girls in the house felt like Leia was giving crocodile tears and she was being a little bit performative. It felt like out of all of these girls, there was a click between Leia, Sydney, and Jess, and that they were like, you know, maybe like the clicky girls, the little maybe immature girls, and that all the other girls in the house were really backing up Maria, who was kind of slicing and dicing and like taking them all down. Medina was in the middle because she was friends with those girls in the beginning, but then she kind of, you know, swapped sides and, you know, started to become close with Maria. But they were all really coming at Leia first originally. And Leia was not, you know, she was like, she almost said that she was being gaslit. Isn't that what she said? She felt like Maria was gaslighting her. No. I was getting heated watching this moment. I was like, no. But she was getting badgered by a lot of the women who were really coming for Leia specifically, because she did instigate some of the drama in the house between Medina and Maria when she pulled Medina aside and said, like, you know, I'm just kind of confused why you switched up and why you're now being nice to Maria. And Medina said tonight on the tell-all that, like, she can be friends with whoever she wants to be friends with. And she didn't like that Leia did that. So Sydney, who was kind of like the villain and the most like disliked in the beginning, she was really quiet during this part. And I think that was really good of Sydney. And it was best for her because she also could have got tumbled in the beginning while all the girls were heated. Like I was saying earlier that like by the end of the tell-all, everybody was just ready to resolve things. But like in the beginning, everyone's coming in hot. Everyone has so much to say. So Leia really got the brunt of it. And a lot of people were most frustrated with Leia that after the first commercial break, she left the stage crying. And she was really, really upset. And then she came back and Maria actually hugged Leia and apologized. And like I said, I don't want you to cry. I just want to be able to express my emotions and let it all out. Because Maria does have to, you know, speak her piece on things after she's seen what some of these girls were saying behind her back. Because clearly she was treated a little unfairly throughout the season. And some of the girls were maybe a little jealous of her because she did have such a strong connection with Joey. And she did command energy and attention every time she walked in a room. Celeste says, you are on a roll. Mooger Fogan says, good job. Jahan says, I didn't see them all hug it out. They hugged it out. Juliana says, I thought the women tell all was incredibly lame, minus the heavy topic at the end with Rachel. Disappointing for an otherwise good season. Mooger Fogan says, the banana platter girl went home night one. So sad she wasn't there. Oh, yeah. I remember that girl who came in with the bananas on night one. And it was like talking about his private, I don't even know what I can say. You know, the size of his package in a banana form. Yeah, I guess she wasn't there. Oh my God, didn't see them all hugging it out coming. Yeah, they all really hugged it out. Maria was the one who initiated it. They did give heartfelt apologies. Like, I felt like I really wanted to hate Sydney and Leia. I was like, really, like, you know, wanting to hate them a lot in the beginning of the tell-all because all the girls were coming at her and we were like so into it, like as a viewer. But like towards the end, like they gave heartfelt apologies. And even Leia's apology, I just rewatched it back on a TikTok. Valentina on TikTok has all the clips, Valentina XOX. Leia was saying how when she watched the TV, like she wanted to be friends with that girl talking about Maria, like she wanted to root for that girl and she didn't get to know her. So she really fell in love with Maria during the show, watching it just like all of us have. And then Sydney, her apology was that she didn't really, looking back at it, she knows she was annoying. She knows she was cringy, but she was saying that she never like was coming to a resolution. So her whole like apology thing was that like she didn't see resolution and she should have. And she kind of like acknowledged that she was coming at things in maybe a combative way. It was really quick. So they hugged it out and Maria was like, we all could have been the best of friends. And I was just like, okay, that was interesting choice of words. Lexi almost kind of tumbled in two at them in the beginning as well, Leia and Sydney. And that's kind of when you knew, because I feel like Lexi was like the most like maternal and like the voice of reason. So I just feel like I trust whatever she says. And the sisters and like all the other girls just like had Maria's back. And that was just kind of what a lot of the bickering and stuff was in the beginning. Two hot seats that I think went back to back and kind of coexisted, whatever, are Jess and Lexi. So Lexi went first. If you guys don't remember, Lexi sent herself home She was like the only girl to do that besides Lauren, the sister who sent herself home in the beginning. She was the one who sent herself home because her timeline didn't align with Joey's, who, you know, wants to get engaged and married like within 5 years. He wants to get engaged, wait a few years to get married, then a few more years to have kids. Lexi, you know, she has a biological clock ticking. She has endometriosis. So she kind of just talked about her experience on the show and how amazing it has been for her to just like hear all these messages and help so many people and just like the visibility of it all. I think Lexi would make such a good bachelorette. Whoever is getting a hot seat, it's totally bachelorette auditions. It was Jen, Lexi, Maria, and Rachel. One of them has to be the next bachelorette, unless it's Daisy or Kelsey, based on what happens at the end. Like, there was some really key contenders, and I felt like tonight's hot seat was like bachelorette auditions in a way. And I feel like Lexi really showed herself to be so amazing, and she could have been a great bachelorette. When it came to Jen's hot seat, she talked about how she was really, you know, falling in love with Joey and how heartbroken she was that she didn't get to have a good goodbye. And I remember that when her and Kelsey T were sent home, they just like said goodbye to Joey, and they were like fifth and sixth place. Like, they didn't have a conversation. There was like no closure. So Jen was just talking about how she felt like the rug was pulled under her so quickly, and she just like didn't get a proper goodbye. So she came into the hot seat kind of talking about how she was looking forward to getting a hometown, and it would have meant so much for her if Joey met her mom. Her mom is from Vietnam, and Jen grew up in America. So there's just like a little bit of a disconnect between their mother-daughter relationship. So Jen says that her mom seeing her on the show, she really got to see her as an adult woman and just like see a different side of her daughter. So Jen grew a lot from this experience, and she could have been, she could be the next bachelorette. Jessica tuning in says Lexi for the next bachelorette or Jen. Fallon says Lexi for bachelorette. Lila says everybody was super glowed up. Celeste says that was sad to hear about Lexi and her condition. I hope she finds her person along with others. Lori says, thank you for this, Zachary. Great commentary. Aw, thank you. And thank you all to the 84 people tuning in. Please give this video a big thumbs up. If you have not already and you are logged in, give it a thumbs up to show your love and support. Really appreciate it. Juliana says, I think Maria came off too combative in the first half of the show, and that may indicate that she will not be the next bachelorette. You know, I was kind of thinking that too. I thought Maria was a little combative in the beginning because she obviously had so much aggression. She had obviously had so much she had to say. And I was like, whoa, Maria, slow your roll. We'll get there. Let these girls, you know, bury themselves. Let them speak. But I feel like at the end of the day, Maria only knows how to be Maria. And I was thinking that while I was watching it, I'm like, who cares if she's coming off combative? She's being authentic. She's being real. She's saying exactly how she feels. And that is why we all love Maria. And that is why she is our fan favorite, because she keeps it real. She says it exactly how it is. So even though I was so frustrated, you know, watching her a couple times in the beginning when she was a little combative, especially with interrupting Jess, I still felt like she did amazing tonight because she kept it real and she was just so honest. So Lexi and Jen, they had their hot seats. I thought Jesse Palmer said something interesting to Jen, saying that like her love story could be more. We've never had an Asian bachelorette before, and we need one and we deserve one. And I think Jen would be a really great bachelorette. And I think she is possibly a contender in the running. But there is no denying that Maria did get the most love and applause from the audience tonight and from like social media. But Lexi and Jen, I thought, you know, are great girls. Definitely two of the stars from this season. So while we're in the midst of the women tell all and all this drama is going down, I noticed that it's like really early on into the episode and we're kind of getting through things a little bit faster than I thought, which is why I was frustrated that the girl drama was interrupted, because we needed like another part of that in the beginning while it was like heated. So we could have like, you know, just like seen everything kind of be worked out. But basically we end up going back to Tulum. We go back to Tulum because there is going to be another rose ceremony. We kind of talk about where things left off with the note and Kelsey A. So last week's episode ended off where Kelsey A left a note on Joey's door that said, we need to talk. And Joey starts freaking out. He starts panicking because when someone writes a note on your door that says, we need to talk, you ultimately are like, wait, what? I'm nervous. I'm scared. So Jesse Palmer cuts back to Tulum. We pause the women tell all and we see what happens in the hotel room between Kelsey and Joey. And she basically says, I miss you. I am just feeling so anxious because I'm wondering what you're doing. And the days without you are really hard. And I just love you and I just miss you. And it was a total buildup for nothing. A lot of people are saying that, like, the producers might have, like, wrote that note. That's not her handwriting. Because Kelsey did say her biggest regret is that she wished she can change the wording of the note. Because Joey was panicking. And even after Kelsey told him the truth and that there was nothing wrong, his face was still shooken up. Joey's biggest fear is that he's going to get to the end of this and be heartbroken. Because that's what happened last season when he was on charity season and he was the runner-up. He was heartbroken and the rug got pulled underneath from him. So Joey was just really panicking. And even when Kelsey said everything was fine and it was just a total buildup for nothing, I do think it was contrived by the producers. I don't care. I was entertained. I love the show. This is like the best season ever. Like, I'm so into it. Is anyone else so into it? Oh my God, I'm so into this season. I don't even care. Like, call me like a Bachelor fangirl. Like, I just love this season and I'm just like living for the mess. And it was such a planted storyline moment, but I just felt like she did not do all that. And we really gave Leslie such a hard time for getting in Kelsey's head. Like, the producers literally did all of this. Like, they made Leslie out to look like the villain last week. And she was there tonight in the audience. Leslie, Sandra, Kathy, and Susan, Golden Bachelorettes, were there. Leslie got dragged for a week for no reason because everything ended up being fine. And this was a total cop-out and a total ploy just to keep us engaged and guessing. Because literally when it came to the rose ceremony, Jesse Palmer was like, well, is this note card fake out going to affect the rose ceremony? Is it going to affect Joey's decision? No, no. I can't with Jesse Palmer. I'll tell you one thing I'm not a fangirl of. Like, we knew Rachel was going home. We knew Rachel was going home. So I just felt like that was so ridiculous. What did you guys think? If you're tuning in live, let me know what you guys think. Celeste says, I thought it was a lot of drama for nothing too. Kelsey got a rose anyway. I absolutely love this season as well. Christina says, I think the whole Kelsey note thing was definitely underwhelming the way they teased us. Fallon says, the producers knew he wasn't in the room and they told Kelsey to write the note. Yeah, they could have told Kelsey to write the note or they could have changed her wording, but like, could they really lie and be that manipulative? Like, that's not fair to the story. I'm wondering if producers prompted Kelsey to leave the note in Joey's door and then she had to scramble to come up with a reason for leaving the note. I definitely think the producers wrote the note because why would she leave a note that says we need to talk? Have you guys ever left a note in your life? Like, usually you add a little bit more context. Like, maybe she wrote a whole note and then maybe they wrote the we need to talk note and didn't tell Kelsey. Maybe they switched out the note and Kelsey didn't even know what it said and then she had no choice. Like, obviously, like, they can't break the fourth wall and this is a reality show and a lot of this is so fabricated. But I will say one thing I liked about the note, the silver lining in this, and maybe you guys know where I'm going here. The silver lining is that it tests their relationship. And ultimately, that's what this show is about. That's what jumping off the cliff is about. That's what doing the longest kisses is about. That's what a lot of these corny group date stuff are about, is testing your relationship and challenging it to see if you can go to the next level. It's a twisted way to do it. It's manipulative. But Joey in this moment, so vulnerable, so scared that he can lose Kelsey, is showing himself and Kelsey how much he loves her. You could see it on his face, how upset he was, how visibly upset he is. It's almost like he needed to be tested by like the greater spirits that are producers, because that's what life is about. They're going to be put to so many tests in their relationship throughout their marriage. And since they're getting engaged in such a short period of time and such a short process, I think that they need to kind of go through things in an accelerated process. And even though it was hard to see him squirm, I ultimately think like, it's going to show him how much he cares about him, how much he cares about Kelsey and how much he would freak out and, you know, go to such a dark place if she left. I think the writing is on the wall that he's picking Kelsey. Even in the teaser for next week, we saw Daisy for the first time say that she had doubts, but Kelsey's not saying that. They're saying different things. So the rose ceremony happened and Daisy got the first rose and then Kelsey A got the second rose. They looked so beautiful. So gorgeous. Rachel was sent home. Now, we did know that this was coming because if you guys follow me on TikTok, I posted a clip of an interview from E! News that a host named Francesca, who's beautiful, Fran TV host, she told Maria that Joey said that he wants to see Rachel or Maria be the next Bachelorette. So we didn't know that Rachel was even going to be at the Women Tell All, but once I saw that clip, and it's on my TikTok, so go look, I was like, oh, Rachel's showing up. So obviously, we knew Rachel was going home as well because he did tell Kelsey and Daisy that he was falling in love with them last week during Fantasy Suites, and he didn't say that to Rachel. So the writing was on the wall that Rachel was going home for weeks. And I think that's why fans who are trolls and crazy mean people online have been giving her so much backlash because the writing has been on the wall that Rachel, not that she overstayed her welcome on the show, because that's not a fair thing to say, but the writing has just been on the wall that she wasn't going to win. I think that there's just been friend vibes. And you even saw that when Rachel came out during the tell-all tonight, she even acknowledged that it was a really solid friendship at the end of the day. And she had a lot of happy tears and sad tears because she was so grateful for the memories that they shared together and the happy times they had. She spoke really highly of their relationship and how they had so much fun together and danced together and how special their relationship was. And it was really sad to see Rachel go home. She was crying. She was really upset. She gave Daisy a really big hug, and she also gave Kelsey a really big hug. She was close to the girls. However, I did notice that when she got off of stage, the first person she hugged was Sydney. So I don't know if she was in that like girl group with Leia, Sydney, and Jess, because I know some of you guys were saying that in my comments, that she was like in that girl group. So I don't know if that changes your opinion about her. But I mean, there was a whole segment when she came out to the Women Tell All and talked about the backlash that she has been getting online and the hundreds and thousands of DMs she's getting, calling her all types of names that are so disgusting and wrong and awful. And she does not deserve that at all. And I've been, showing her as much love as I can and defending her when I make my videos online just to give her love. Obviously, we can talk about things in regards to her love story with Joey and how maybe that was behind, but like the comments are crazy. I looked at Rachel's TikTok and I literally wrote, this is ridiculous. Like, I can't believe the trolls are trolling. Like, y'all have been ruthless with Rachel for no reason at all. Like, I think one thing that people really got upset with Rachel for is during the rose ceremony when Maria interrupted Joey before he was about to hand out the roses, because this was the hometown one when Maria got sent home, because Maria wanted to tell him that she was falling in love with him. And the week before, Joey pulled Maria aside at the rose ceremony to talk. So it was like two very intense rose ceremonies in a row where Rachel was like rolling her eyes and being like, why are you doing this? Where I think I can understand why some people got rubbed the wrong way, because her reaction was like a little bit like, she was mad at Maria. But like, why aren't we all, why shouldn't everyone be annoyed that Maria is like taking time, away from the rose ceremony? Like, of course Rachel's frustrated. Like, I'm sorry that she didn't just like sit there and smile like Kelsey A and like Daisy, but like, yeah, she's frustrated that she's standing out here at this rose ceremony. And once again, for the second weekend in a row, Maria is stealing him or getting stolen to deal with drama that was, the Maria show for so many weeks. It's been the Maria show. So maybe Rachel made like one or two passing comments towards Maria. And you guys know I'm a Maria stan. I'm just trying to show devil's advocate here. Other than that, that is the only valid reason why you can give Rachel some backlash, and then because her connection was behind. But like, she does not deserve the hate that she's been getting online. It's so ridiculous. So I really loved how candid she was while she opened up at the Women Tell All, and how eloquently she spoke and how she expressed her emotions and just like really made it a point to say that this needs to stop and this is not okay, and that she's willing to talk about it, to be an example, to ultimately help other people and help more people watching. And Joey was very supportive throughout that journey. Of her on stage with them, because obviously it's awkward to sit next to your ex, but they were all smiles and just like happy to see each other. I think Rachel knows he made the right decision. And I think that Joey is just happy to see her thrive. And, he did say that he wants her to be the Bachelorette. He literally said, I want it to be Rachel or I want it to be Maria. So that happened. And then Rachel went back to sit with the rest of the girls. So now we're down to the final two. And well, then Joey obviously had to, Daisy and Kelsey, then Joey had to talk to the rest of the girls. He had to kind of explain to Lexi, or Jen, and kind of give the girls closure about why they were sent home. And he talked to Maria and he said, I got to know Maria for Maria. And, you know, I liked that side of Maria, you know, the side that I continued to date and the reason why I decided to keep her around for as long as I did. He did say it was like interesting seeing the girl drama. He didn't like necessarily address anything directly, but he did say that it was just interesting to see the moments that he does not get to see because, you know, the only moments he gets to see is the conversations that he has with the girls. Like, he doesn't know about all the drama in the house. He hears about it and he hears different sides of the story and he's trying to be like fair and hear everybody out. But also like, you know, he doesn't actually like know what happened because everybody has their own version. So he didn't really comment too much on the girl drama. It would have been nice to get his takes, but I'm sure somebody can ask him in a podcast or something. So then I did want to talk about one more thing. Kelsey, where is she? She's around here somewhere. Kelsey A, Kelsey T. Okay, Kelsey T. I thought I had a picture of her, guys. Kelsey T, she was sent home right before hometowns, Jehovah Witness. So basically, what happened with her is she was talking about religion on the show, and she was talking about how she stopped talking to her dad because she didn't want to be a part of the religion anymore, and she wanted to pursue acting and theater. And she was very quiet the entire tell-all. I forgot she was there. And I was like really excited to hear what she had to say. Specifically going into this tell-all, I was like, she was one of the people I wanted to hear kind of talk about the whole thing. And at the end, when Joey came out, he was like, how are you? Like, how's your family? Like, how is everything? And Kelsey T, she said that as soon as she got home, she called her dad and he apologized. And they like talked things through and they have a better relationship now. And her opening up on the show about religion, and no, she did not use the exact word Jehovah Witness, that was not mentioned on the show, but she just said like her kind of opening up about the religion and sharing her story has gotten her, you know, hundreds, thousands of messages, you know, people who are relating to her, people who also haven't talked to their family in so many years. So ultimately it was a really good thing for Kelsey T. Here she is on the end. Autumn also next to Kelsey T, she was like kind of interjecting a little bit in the beginning. She was like really sweet. She was like a fan favorite that like we didn't like see enough of, but she got a lot of love. But I did see some people on Twitter saying that she was like interjecting too much. Caitlyn didn't say anything in the red dress, like literally at all. Edwina had some really fun moments. I feel like she was speaking facts. The sisters are really close with Maria, Lauren, and Allison. So they were kind of backing her up, especially Lauren, the older one. And Evelyn had some hot takes as well. And I think Taylor said like one thing. There's always a few girls at the Women Tell All who, you know, just weren't involved too much, but sometimes come out with some hot takes. Cindy says, did you know about the Golden Bachelorette new podcast? Yes. So Kathy and Susan, I didn't know, but I'm going to tell everybody. Kathy and Susan, who were in the audience tonight, the two Golden Bachelorettes in the past on Jerry's season, a new podcast has been announced for them. They're going to be starting one. I don't know if it's with like iHeartRadio or if it's like with Bachelor Nation, because Bachelor Nation has their podcast Bachelor Happy Hour, which is hosted by Joe and Serena. But Kathy and Susan's podcast is going to be called Golden Bachelorette Golden Hour, like Bachelor Happy Hour Golden Hour. So I don't know if it's going to be like a recap show for the Golden Bachelorette or whatever, but they're starting a new podcast, which honestly, I'm not surprised. They're definitely a funny duo, so I probably will check it out. Do we need another Bachelor podcast? Why not? Let them live. Let them have fun. Let them have fun. I don't think they're going to be the Bachelorette, though. Sandra and Leslie were also in the audience. I think I already mentioned that. I still think Leslie is the shoe-in for the Golden Bachelorette, guys. They just did a Golden Bachelor casting in Palm Springs this last weekend, and oh my God, I was going to go, but I just like forgot the day of, but I was in Palm Springs this weekend and my friend Alex Schiffman went, shout out her. And she posted a few stories and I was like, oh my God, that looks so fun. I know that they're casting for the Golden Bachelorette. They're trying to find a bunch of men and hopefully we'll find out a lead for the Golden Bachelorette soon. But I think we might find out the next Bachelorette first. So next week is the 3-hour finale and we're down to Daisy and Kelsey A. And they're going to meet Joey's mom. They're going to meet Joey's sisters. And I'm so excited to see more of the sisters and the mom. Guys, Joey's mom follows me on Instagram. It's like such a flex. I just like noticed that recently. So I can't wait to see what's going to happen with the story. But I do think that with the rest of the story, but I do think that the next Bachelorette is going to be announced next week. They always do it at after the final rose. So next week will be 3 hours. So 2 hours of the show, 1 hour of the live after the final rose. It's usually live for the 3 hour finale. So I hope that they announce the next Bachelorette. So I think after seeing tonight's tell-all, we talked about the hot seats, which are Bachelorette auditions. So Rachel, Maria, Lexi, and Jen are clearly the four girls in the running. I think Maria kind of won this one. But I think that next week, depending on how it all goes, we're usually so heartbroken and rooting for the runner-up. We usually want the runner-up to become the next Bachelorette, always. So I really do think Kelsey A is winning this thing. I think that it's just really leaning towards that direction. I feel like there's also been some spoilers online, and I kind of addressed a theory I had last week about the whole them talking, Kelsey A and Daisy, about like, and that's never happened before. But apparently they're going to talk and like have some sort of conversation, which has never happened. And like, maybe Daisy tells Kelsey that, you know, she thinks that she is the one. So I had a theory that maybe Daisy doesn't show up and that she leaves him empty-handed. I know we've kind of talked about that already. But also, another spoiler I wanted to address that I haven't yet, I was going to make a TikTok about it, and I think I still am, is that there was this Airbnb footage thing. And I saw this in an article where Joey was, like, making videos from home with, like, these brown bench thingies behind him. And then Kelsey ended up posting a video with brown bench things behind her. And this has happened before where we've seen like couples who have like had the same plants or the same lamp, like in the background of some of their promo shots or podcast interviews, where we're able to kind of see who's living in the same location and who's in the same location. I did see the pictures. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about. You can look it up. I'll explain it on TikTok tomorrow, but I do think that's a dead giveaway. I was kind of mad when I saw that. And I know like Joey's even been asked about this in like Us Weekly interviews, but he's not able to like talk about it. So I think that they're just trying to pretend that didn't happen. But I do think it is kind of a dead giveaway when you see them in the pictures with similar backgrounds where like, hey, they might be in an Airbnb together in California. So that kind of sucks. I hate getting spoiled actually. It's kind of impossible to avoid spoilers just because like it's all over my timeline. I want to be in the know. You guys are all over my comments on TikTok writing spoilers and stuff. So I try and not look at them, but obviously like things pop up and I read things very quickly. But as we get closer and closer, I do think it's important to like engage in the spoilers, you know, just because it is the finale. But we really don't know what's going to happen until we see it all go down. We can hear rumblings of the finale. We can, you know, have predictions and theories, but until we truly see it and until we truly see everything, you know, then we played out in the 3 hours, then we can form opinions and really see the full story and paint the full picture. So I will be sat for next week. A 3 hour finale is going to be super long. So, you know, be patient with me. I'll be patient with myself. It is a lot of work. While I'm watching the episode to try and, you know, post everything and post so quickly and get all these updates done. But I'm going to be on top of it. Commercial breaks. I'm going to be trying to recap everything. I'm going to be filling you guys in on everything that goes down at the finale next week. So make sure to follow me on all socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Zachary Reality. If you guys are tuning in live, 169 of you, so crazy. Let me know any of your thoughts before I head out of here. I can read any more questions before I end the live. And make sure to give this video a thumbs up. Hit subscribe. Do all of the things. What do you guys think is going to happen? What are your predictions? Is there anything we haven't covered that I need to cover before I end this? We are 33 minutes in, guys. Celeste says, be kind to yourself, Zachary. We love you. Period. You are a cutie talking about Joey's mom following you. Period. Will you go live afterwards? I think I'm going to go live afterwards next week. I can't imagine not going live just because I really like to do the lives when I'm like so fresh after watching the episode. So I feel like I'm going to end up going live, but maybe I'll wait till the next morning as well, just because it is going to be a long episode with the 3 hours. So I might wait till the morning, but I'll definitely be posting plenty of coverage on my TikTok throughout the night. So you'll know what I think And I'll be able to update you guys during the episode because it's going to be crazy. And I just can't wait to see it end. It's been a long journey. I've been invested all season, as have all of you guys. And I just can't wait to see it come to an end. Ocean says, Kelsey was low-key fake, though, with the way she handled that situation. And then they could do two seasons like Katie and Michelle. They could. I mean, I would love to see Daisy and Maria be the Bachelorette. We've talked about this. I want it to be Daisy or Maria. I want it to be Maria. I 100% am rooting for Maria. I think that next week we're all going to want to root for Daisy if she gets the runner-up and is heartbroken. But we also may be pissed at Daisy if she doesn't show up to the engagement spot and she leaves him empty-handed. We might be mad at Daisy and take Joey's side. Like, I love Joey so much. Like, I'm always rooting for Joey. And when Maria and Joey were fighting, I was team Joey. So I think that I might be mad at Daisy next week based on the breakup. But I don't know. And I love Daisy. And we have messaged, and she is cute, but I am going to be rooting for Joey. But we'll see what happens. We'll see. The last question I was going to answer was, Kelsey was low-key fake, though, with the way she handled that situation. Well, maybe Kelsey was put up against a wall. Like, we were kind of talking about the whole note card situation with maybe the producers getting involved in this. I think that possibly she had to be a little fake, and maybe you're reading that she was fake because she didn't write that note. Maybe the producers wrote that note and she just didn't know what to do. And she's not like she has another fantasy suite off camera where they can talk about it. They can't break the fourth wall. So I don't know. Taryn says, for me, most better, Lexi, Maria. Thank you so much, Zachary. Maria is electric and authentic. Hope she gets it. Joey is an amazing bachelor. Great coverage. So well presented. Thank you. Also, like, I'm still kind of mad that Kelsey is probably going to win this thing, guys, because I just never was rooting for her. I like her, but, like, she just, like, was not my favorite. Like, she was probably, like, my seventh favorite this season, and she's going to end up with Joey. You know, like, I can't say I'm super happy, like, to be honest, the way it's looking. I can change my mind next week, but, like, my favorite was Maria, then my favorite was Daisy, then it was Jen, then it was Lexi. You know, like, no shade to Kelsey, but, like, she just was literally, like, maybe after that, or then I liked Rachel more. Like, you know, like, no shade to Kelsey. I've never disliked her. I've just never, like, really loved her or rooted for her with Joey. I feel like now I'm rooting for her to be with Joey because he loves her the most, and I want Joey to be happy. And I think that, you know, he's the best fitted for her. Like, their connection is the strongest. He cares most about her, and they make the most sense. But I don't know if it's going to work out in the long run, guys. I really wanted to see Joey find his happily ever after, and maybe he still will. I'm a little skeptical going into the finale. I'm a little skeptical that this is going to be the fairy tale. Joey might be another bachelor, single, in these streets within a few months. He's still going to be desirable and sought after, and I hope that he has, like, more opportunities to, like, you know, be on TV, like, put him on anything else. But I don't know if it's going to work. I'm not sold yet. I am not sold. I need to see the finale. I think Maria is the 2024 version of Katie Thurston. Yeah, a lot of people have been comparing Maria to Katie or Hannah Brown. Juliana says, I love Kelsey for Joey. She constantly astonishes me with her beauty and authenticity. You know what? That's a great place to leave it. Positive and happy. So that is everything. I think Kelsey and Joey shine together. She's in it for him. Daisy was in it for himself. I think they will go the distance. He doesn't want the media drama. Ooh, Daisy was in it for herself. That's what you're saying. Yeah, I think he's going to go for Kelsey. And I don't know. I just didn't expect him to pick Kelsey. So we'll see. At least Joey found a good hairstylist. ABC made it look like Joey ends up alone. I hope he doesn't, though. He deserves to be loved. No, he's going to end up with Kelsey. Will they make it last and get married? I don't know. We need to see how this engagement goes and see how their vibes are on After the Final Rose next week during the live finale. And then we'll talk about it and we'll be back. So that is all. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you all have a very nice night. Make sure to give this video a thumbs up if you have not before you head out of here. And please subscribe to the channel. I will talk to you guys in the next one. Bye. Peace. See ya.